This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris today. We are covering another technology topic, so they've got me in the hot seat. Today we've got Grant Gould. Grant is an entrepreneur and real estate technologist. He is founder and CEO of Automobots, and I've enjoyed saying that all week. I don't know why it brings up awesome childhood memories for some reason. He develops AI chatbots for the real estate industry. He is also co-founder of Home Junction, a top-tier real estate data company based in San Diego. And in 1998, Grant founded Real Estate Village, which was the number one website company for real realtors and the first to syndicate listings to Yahoo Real Estate. Grant is passionate about helping real estate professionals succeed, and I like on your LinkedIn profile, it says he is passionate about new technology and is one of the biggest nerds on the planet. Welcome, Grant.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get started in real estate?
Well, I actually started in 1988 with a gentleman named Joe Stump, and I was a promoter for Joe, and before long I was running all of the seminars for Joe and for Barb Schwarz and a gentleman named Mike Pinto. We did about 25 seminars a month.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Joe is quite the driver, and he really instilled in me, you know, the passion for helping and working with real estate agents. I actually stayed with him over 4 years, and I left him to actually work with Brian Buffini. And I was actually one of the original founding staff members at Buffini's company, and stayed with him about a year, and just been doing it pretty much ever since.
Wow. And then the shift to more of the technology side, I laugh because the Yahoo Real Estate thing back in the day, I remember when I first found out what that was, it was driving me nuts because I couldn't understand who had a relationship with who. And I realized that the MLS was not one company, but many. And my goal was to find a way to get onto Yahoo Real Estate without having to pay $45 per listing for 45 days. So yeah, it was a long journey, and I ended up finding a company that would syndicate the data for free. And I thought I would, you know, had this huge win, and it only lasted a few years until the relationship changes. So holy cow. Yeah. So what was the journey? How did you get into the technology side of things?
Well, I went from doing the seminar to, I was probably one of those, you know, first people on AOL and scratching my head trying to figure out how to use it and make money with it and apply it to, you know, real estate. And that just, you know, pretty much led me down that path of technology, and got more and more into the internet. And it was a funny story. I was we were doing some work with actually the Girl Scouts of America. And we used to run, well, it was more of a family business, but we ran their jeweler badge program here in San Diego, and it kind of expanded to all over the Western United States, where the councils would have us come in and, you know, teach the girls how to make Navajo style liquid silver and semi precious stone jewelry, and they could earn their little badge for their for doing so. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we decided to do to help promote our, you know, everything we were doing is to set up this kind of like a GeoCity. Remember GeoCity?
Barely, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a community-type website where the troops could come in, build a website, and then they could post the pictures of all the jewelry they made and show it off to, you know, all the other troops. And so we had actually built that, and I was telling a good friend of mine all about it. She was a REMAX agent named Risa Saltman down in Orlando, and a very dear friend of mine. And I was telling her about this, and she was like, you know, Grant, she's like, could you make me a website? And I thought, well, probably. and so I built her this, you know, pretty little website with, you know, a purple background, little pink flowers, you know, wallpaper all over it, and, you know, and all these different pages, and she absolutely loved it, and She shared it with her Women in RE/MAX group, networking group. And next thing I know, my phone is ringing off the hook with all these other RE/MAX gals calling me to see if I could build a website like I did for Reset, and what would you charge me for it?
Wow.
And that's how Real Estate Village in 98 actually got started. And because I was with the speaking industry, my first thing was, let me go to all the speakers and see if they'll promote, you know, websites and all of their events. And I ended up getting most of them to do it, most of the ones I worked with. And that's how we very quickly became one of the top, you know, top real estate development companies that built templated, customizable websites back in, you know, the late 90s. And actually Homes.com ended up purchasing our company in March 2000. We were one of the acquisitions they did.
Wow, I didn't see that. That's a big deal. And you were on the bleeding edge in the late 90s. I mean, the websites were very new. And technology and real estate don't always go hand in hand. I've been really surprised. I mean, I don't know if you see that. There's a 2 to 5 year lag time when it comes to technology and sort of mass adoption in real estate. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's a lot of non-technical people. I think it's not just real estate. If you were to go to any of the other independent industries like financial planners and insurance agents, you would find the same thing.
That's true.
And I think it's just that resistance to the thing that I don't really understand or know, and it scares me. And that's what I think where it stems from.
And now we're jumping into artificial intelligence, and it just seems, I mean, let's define a few terms because it's going to be important for the rest of the show. So when we say artificial intelligence, how do you define it for people?
Well, you know, truthfully, none of us are really doing artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence, you know, it's a term that's coined. It's used by all of us. I almost have to use it because everyone else is using it. But it's, you know, if you talk to like a PhD, you know, in data scientist, mm-hmm. they're offended when you use the word.
It's like,
you know, my PhD will correct me. It is not artificial intelligence. It's
okay.
Machine learning. But,
oh boy. Okay.
It's more like augmented intelligence. I would call it.
Okay.
Because it's going to get to artificial intelligence. So there are some, you know, really powerful artificial intelligent platforms out there, but I don't think any of us have access to them yet.
So if we're going to describe the range, I would probably describe, you know, basic automation, almost like an autoresponder for an email is, you know, 0. And then if you're talking about 10, it's this autonomous robot being able to think and feel on its own and come up with, you know, just sit it in its room and it's going to figure its way out of the box kind of thing. And sort of what we're going to be talking today is probably somewhere in the middle, some advanced automation. Is that fair enough to say?
Yeah, it's a combination of rule-based decision making and actually the machine, the algorithm or the program, making decisions. So it's the combination of both.
So Automobots is really just how, if you were a chatbot, this is going to be a term that's going to come up a lot in the next couple of years. How do you, when somebody asks you what a chatbot is, what do you say?
Well, a chatbot is a pre-programmed pre-programmed application, really, that is being taught to communicate just like Siri or Alexa or, you know, Google Home, which are all voice, but still they're chatbots, mm-hmm. The most famous ones. And it's it can be taught to continue to learn how to interpret the intent of an end user and then respond to the to that intent with a correct answer.
Yeah, that's I got to do a walkthrough of your product, and it was pretty neat. And that's the only bad thing about radio is that it's a very visual kind of experience to experience. And so when I did a walkthrough, it's all through Facebook Messenger, right?
We are Facebook Messenger. We're also we actually work with Google, so our whole back end of what we're doing is Google. And we are deploying through, you know, to Facebook as well, but we actually have a web embedded web version that we've created, and then we're also enabled on text message currently, and then on Facebook. So we're on those three platforms.
That's good. I didn't realize that. So it's not dependent on Facebook, which always makes me nervous because I don't know if they mess up one day and everybody decides to leave in mass. I don't think it's going to happen, you know, but anyway.
I was actually dealing with a bug of a change they made without telling us right before we got on this phone call. So.
It's so funny. I just wrote a blog about that. It's so irritating when you build customizations on other people's platforms and they decide to change the platform. There's no guarantee that you're going to work anymore.
No, and they said they posted it on their blog, but we didn't see it.
Oh, how rude. Well, let's describe a user experience. What's your favorite sort of path? And let's describe from beginning to end how maybe a potential buyer, seller, whatever pathway you really like to talk about.
Sure. So, you mean as far as how the bot communicates?
Yeah. And, you know, what's the disruption here?
Well, so really the bot, the first bot that we've designed, which is one of five that we have in mind. And the first bot is really designed to help real estate agents to engage more visitors, more users in more places all at the same time. And they can't be everywhere, and they're not working 24/7, nor do they have teams that are working really 24/7, unless they're spending a lot of money on ISAs and no other type of services like that. So, and a lot of them have told me over the last few years, it can get expensive, especially if they're a really high volume professional. And so, really, that's what where I thought, you know, wow, this technology would could really solve a big problem, and that is being able to cover all of the different entryways into their business, and be able to do it 24/7 without having to pay, you know, another person, you know, or increase their cost, you know, their employer cost, and that's why we ended up building this first bot, which we call Lead Capture Bot.
So if I was a potential buyer, and do I start, let's say I come to an agent's website, how does it begin the process of engaging with the chatbot?
So if you come to the agent's website, there is a chatbot icon that is in the lower right-hand corner. And currently, you have to click on it, just like you do on most of the chat windows. Mm-hmm. Although we actually tomorrow are releasing a few different other options that trigger the bot, including just the bot just popping open and you know, opening up right to hi, you know, chat with me, and so you would say hi to it. It asks you your name. It introduces itself as a bot. We believe that it should, especially this early on. Last thing in the world you want to do is disguise that it's a bot, and then the bot hiccup, you know, or keep saying it doesn't understand something that because human beings should understand.
I thought that was interesting. I read an article that you wrote about that was for some reason very important to you. Is there any specific reason why? Or
I just don't think you should deceive the the consumer with disguising that it's a bot.
Okay.
I think most of the public, if they're not there, they're going to be there very soon. Where, because of Siri and the other technologies that we're already used to communicating with,
okay,
that it's going to be well accepted. And so the first thing the bot would ask is, what can I help you with? And then we actually lead the conversation with buy, sell, talk to the agent.
Right, there's little push buttons that you can sort of select, little prompts, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, that again, kind of leads the conversation and helps the flow. If you're a buyer, if you click buy, then it would start by asking you the basic questions. You know, where, what part of town, what bedrooms, bathrooms, price, and property type. And from that, we actually go and retrieve the listings from the MLS based on their search criteria. And the bot returns those listings into the chatbot user interface. And you can actually just swipe through and look at those listings, whether you're on Facebook, their website, right there from that window, from that chat window. And if you do click on the see details, mm-hmm. we actually have what we call a bot landing page that we built, which incorporates the information panel, which would be the listing details page, just like on most, you know, IDXs, along with the map in the background and the chatbot still present on the landing page. And then you can then continue swiping through and seeing the details with schools, other information that's related to the property, and have that still that visual experience with the map and everything, which we're really getting used to.
I was really impressed by that. It was a really nice experience, and then you could click that you had wanted to see it. It was almost like a shopping cart sort of function, like on Amazon. It's like add to cart. And so say a buyer goes through and it really narrows down what the buyer is looking for, and it says it wants to see a few, and they say they want to see it. So that goes to the agent at that point, right?
That is correct. Yep.
That's really neat. So does that work with a CRM system, or what is the, on the realtor side, what do they experience?
So we're, you know, we're very new still, and we're hustling every day just to keep up with, you know, the stuff we know needs to get done, mm-hmm. and prioritizing. Right now, we're actually we have the main CRM that we're already integrated with is FollowUpBoss. Although we also built a Zapier, we do the email, send emails for all of the, you know, websites that that's how you post, you know, is with Meta. Meta email.
Okay.
And then we also have RealDeeps is offered a great API that we've already hooked up. And my plan is to I have an integration section in the dashboard.
Okay.
And we're going to continue to add one integration after the other. I actually have one on my team, but all I do is build those integrations.
So it's really interesting that this really 24 hours, 7 days a week, this chatbot is going to be able to really whittle down property search in an intelligent, user-friendly way for the buyer. And then the agent is going to be able to get in at a more sophisticated point in time. I know several agents who just, they don't want to be available 24/7, nor do they like annoying sign phone calls with nosy neighbors just wanting basic information. So will this integrate at some point with like signage? So maybe instead of texting, this is sort of a chat version of that to where they're able to go back and forth on phone?
It'll be text the bot. So we do use Twilio.
Okay.
As a third party platform, and so we're able to hook the bot up to Twilio, which you know, then allows for communication with the bot via text message.
So a lot of people are already thinking like, oh my gosh, then what's my job? And when I talk about technology to realtors, I'm like, listen, if you think access to the MLS is what your value is, you're doing it wrong. So do you have a lot of realtors freaking out? Like, what am I going to be doing then?
We've had a few, you know, I always tell them, you know, you should be more afraid of not adapting than afraid of adapting. Because it's the agents that, like, I don't know, I got about 100 agents who've already signed up with me, and they're all early adapters. You know, they're gung-ho, you know, and love new stuff. And, you know, most of them, you know, even do into the hundreds of transactions.
Mm-hmm.
which is a, you know, it's a good reason why they are all already signed up for my body to know, you know, and signed up way before I was even ready to release, because that's why they're doing a few hundred or, you know, however many transactions they're doing, and they're so successful.
Right. What do you think has changed recently that's really, I mean, it's just weird. It seems like artificial intelligence has just really reached the tipping point. Is there one thing that you can point to and say that's why?
Say that again.
Like artificial intelligence, there's really been a tipping point in the industry, it seems like. Is there some technology that's just really made that possible all of a sudden? Maybe an API that's opened up with, you know, Google or Facebook that's made it possible, or everyone's doing the same thing at the same time? Like, what is it?
It was towards the end of 2015 when I believe it was Google actually that opened up its first API, and right after that everyone else started following suit, started announcing their, you know, bot development platform. And last year at the FA, Facebook's FA conference, I mean, a good part of the conference was they talked about chatbots, you know, and how people are going to buy shoes and shirts and, you know, flowers and pizza and everything, you know, through chatbots. And that really got things fired up, where all of a sudden you saw, you know, like in, on VentureBeat, right after that, they created a section, you know, called bots. And it's just really that's where it all started.
So. And I'm not a developer, but I do try to stay up on this stuff. And I read late last year that Apple actually opened up for interface with like Siri. So the chat functionality of things like Alexa and Siri, they're really pushing the integrations with the voice, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's new. Before, third-party apps really didn't have access. So when I asked Siri, you know, to buy pizza, you know, she didn't know what I was talking about. But now that integration with the apps is going to start allowing that to happen more frequently, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to make sure we get to cover, you know, where you're going. What's going to happen in the next... You mentioned 5 bots. You want to talk a little bit about that and where you're going in the next year?
Well, I have Lead Capture Bot is what our focus is right now, and getting it perfected.
Okay.
And we're going to stay there until we really have it running very smoothly and intelligently.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of aspects of the real estate agent business that could be automated a lot better, and you know, would increase their productivity. And would increase their profitability.
I will say this. So you've got relationships with all the MLS information. So that's a job in itself. So is it important for realtors and real estate investors to be entering into the MLS more detailed and less accurately?
Entering information into their MLS?
Yeah, I'm making sure it's complete. Everything from details.
Oh, yeah.
So as bots are, I mean, the bots are pulling information from the MLS, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they definitely, it's always been in their best interest to do that.
It always surprises me when they don't fully complete that information, all the features of the house, but that's going to be more important if consumers are going to be able to ask, you know, these bots specific questions, and if it's not there and it doesn't know, it might skip the house.
It might. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, because it only has, you can only make it so smart, at least in the next few years.
Well, we're down to the last 20 seconds. I really appreciate your time. I know this is early in the cycle, but I'm excited to sort of make people aware that this technology is coming, and it's going to come on quicker than I think a lot of people think. So how can they find out more about you and what you're working on?
Sure. If they just go to autoabot.com. Which is AUTOMABOTS.com. They can learn more about our current bot and also request to get some more information from us.
Yep, just asked for a walkthrough. I got one, and it was fascinating, and it was they did a really good job. So thank you so much for your time, Grant.
Thank you very much, Eric.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.